from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
the Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill.
Oh, we're so back. No Bonte Hill. He's on assignment. Joe Spadoni in alongside the great Joe Chastain. And we got some news, ladies and gentlemen, around the NFL, because you know what? It's officially NFL time. I'm not worried about baseball. I'm not worried about the San Francisco Giants right now. They take on the Milwaukee Brew Crew here for a 3-game set, but I'm not worried about that.
Name three brewers.
Yeah, you guys were talking about that in the chat yesterday. You and Big Boss Man, it's like, oh, Paul Molitor and Robin Yount. I mean, like, yeah, those guys. I've definitely seen them play. Yeah, I know the names, and you know, that does nothing for me. I really hurt Matt and you when I said that. It's like, who are those people?
Paul Molitor was such a badass. And Robin Yount, shortstop, center fielder, elite.
Yeah.
Elite.
It's great.
Oh, my God, I hate you.
But CeeDee Lamb, Joe Shasky, he's also great. And he just signed a fat contract with the Dallas Cowboys. Obviously a part of that draft class alongside Brandon Ayuk. You had the names like Jerry Jeudy in there. Obviously Henry Ruggs. Justin Jefferson. A lot of big names there. But CeeDee gets that deal. 4-year, $136 million contract, $38 million signing bonus, and $100 of that is guaranteed. Joe Shasky, your initial thoughts when you saw that and how it pertains to one Brandon Ayuk?
Well, you know, my initial thoughts were CeeDee Lamb is very important to what Dallas wants to do. That's my initial thing. And he got a lot of money because he is the focal point of that offense. If you want to move the ball, it's Dak, then it's CD. That's literally it for that team. Look at their running back situation. We all just did. If you haven't, you're doing it currently. Your fantasy draft is coming up. There's nobody in the backfield for the Dallas Cowboys for you to select.
You got Zeke, though, you said.
Yeah, like a 13th round or whatever. Jesus. Like, at that point, you're just taking flyers. I mean, you're blindly throwing, dude. But, and it's also a non-online draft, so you don't get to see everything. You got to kind of pick.
Oh, that's weird. I've never been one of those.
Oh, well, yeah. Live is live, bro.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, in-person draft. Uh-huh. Oh, okay, never mind. Okay, I got you. I thought you were saying it was like offline draft. I was like, that's very fascinating.
So, like, we could argue till we're blue in the face about, like, Ayuk is more efficient than CeeDee Lamb. In terms of hierarchy for their individual teams, it's really not a debate. Like, the offense flows through CeeDee Lamb in Dallas.
Come on. If you poll it nationally, how many people are taking Brandon Ayuk? Like, it's just 100 people. How many people are bringing 30?
I don't know.
Come on.
But
we have to have this conversation because when you start comparing yourself to your peers, like, Ayuk comes up a little smaller against the likes of CeeDee Lamb and the likes of Justin Jefferson.
Well, CeeDee's going up against bracketed coverages, and he is, when you are going up against the defense, for example, if Nick Sorensen was going to devise a scheme to beat the Cowboys this week, who's the first guy circling?
CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah. Right? When you're facing the Niners, and this isn't a knock on Brandon Ayuk, it's a byproduct of how awesome the Niners are. When you go to the Niners, you're like, yeah, we got to stop. This guy. Yes. And somewhere in there, 2, 3, 4, depending on the week, is Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And I look at these guys in the top, right? And I'm looking at total guaranteed money, and I'm looking at AAV. Yeah. And we know that it's about the guarantees. And then it's also, to a lesser degree, like, what's the annual value? And then how much does it hit your cap, percentage-wise, in any given year? Justin Jefferson, number one, $110 million guaranteed. CeeDee Lamb, number two now, at $100 million. Then there's a $16 million drop-off till you get to A.J. Brown, number three, making $84 million. Yeah. I don't think that Brandon Ayuk comes anywhere near the $84 to $110 million that those guys have gotten. I don't think he deserves it, and I don't think the Niners have enough money to be able to give it to him, nor do I think it's a smart business decision based on how they want to play football.
Do you think this does affect the contract talks at all? Because we know we've been talking about dragging the feet, the 49ers, oh, they could have nipped this in the bud early. You know, you saw the Jefferson contract, you saw A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, A.J. Brown, all these different ones, and now you get CeeDee Lamb, obviously, who, again, was a part of that draft class. Like, you're seeing it now. Like, do you believe this affects it at all in Ayuk's camp? Do you, like,
I think Ayuk thinks that maybe his number goes up a little, but I think the number is the number. The Niners, this is the other thing
that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
I keep coming back to it. Like, look, you've got a pot of money, all right? Whatever that amount is, you have a pot of money. It's how you want to spend it. And I think that what is happening right now in the NFL, if you just look around, right? The market for wide receivers is astronomical. It reminds me of the housing market during COVID. I mean, we could argue about what you determine to be good value, what I determine to be good value. But I know this. There are two teams in particular that are trying to thread the needle right now in the NFL.
Mm.
It's the Eagles and the Dolphins. And what I mean by that is they basically have 45% of their cap soaked up into three players. Quarterback and two wide receivers. Quarterback and two wide receivers. The Eagles have 23% of their cap this year with Jalen Hurts. And then another 25%, give or take, in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. We will see if that works as a business model for creating a team. It's how you want to spend the money. So you're looking at basically half the cap, give or take, is going to quarterback, two wide receivers. Then I look at the Dolphins, and the Dolphins are doing the same thing. Tua, who hasn't gotten the big extension kicking in now, he's making 21% of the cap. And then Tyreek and Jalen Waddle are making another 23% of the cap. So you're looking at, again, about 45% of the cap for the entire team is going to quarterback and two wide receivers. So I ask 49er fans, and we know it's only for 1 year because somebody's probably gone next year. When you have a quarterback making less than half of a percent of the overall salary cap, which is Brock Purdy right now, you know the time to win is now.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second he starts getting paid, you can't afford, maybe not for next year, but at some point down the line, you can't afford all these guys. You can't have Bosa make it 15% of the cap, and Warner make it 10% of the cap, and Debo make it 12% of the cap, and Trent make it 13% of the cap, and Kittle make it 7.5%, and CMC make it 7.5%. It's how you want to allocate the funds. So you're asking me, does the CeeDee Lamb contract or number affect the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk? I think it makes Ayuk say, I deserve more. I think the 49ers are sitting here saying, no, we have a structure. They've probably gone over whatever their budget was. And I think that they're saying the same thing I'm saying right now. Is it smart to put together one quarter of our cap into two wide receivers when we don't even throw the ball to start off the game?
That's been the conversation, right? It's just, I just want it to be over. When is he going to sign? Is he going to sign? I know Albert Breer, Sports Illustrated, was saying last week in his mailbag, he's like, he expects it to be Labor Day weekend. Well, that's approaching him and Trent Williams. We'll see. Steiny hit us up in the thread yesterday because I'm in, obviously, a couple of different show threads.
What's Steiny say?
According to Steiny, he had his own sources saying, you know what? He's like, oh, don't worry. Ayuk and Trent, it's going to be fine. It's like, okay, Steiny.
Well, I mean, I hope. Okay. It's getting to the point now where, I mean, we're hitting the inflection point of you're now kind of messing with the vibe, the not just the vibes, but just the overall productivity come week one.
I mean, it's already kind of been messed up, right? Like, do you expect Brandon Ayuk, if he signs this next weekend, to just all of a sudden just have all the unlimited snaps he wants week one against the Jets? I have a very hard time believing that. Right? Like,
that's
Trent Williams,
question.
I know Bosa came in and said, Baldy came in and said, and by the way, Brian Baldinger, 7:30 today, Baldy's every single Tuesday on the morning roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And by the way, this segment is brought to you by Golden State, serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit goldenstatelumber.com, Joe Shasky. But Baldy was in last week basically saying, you know what? Trent can show up and he'll be fine. Like, he's been a part of this. But for wide receivers, I feel like it's a little bit different. You got to get that timing. Mm-hmm. You got to get that rhythm with your quarterback. You haven't been doing that.
Don't you worry about soft tissue injuries too?
Yes.
I mean,
you're playing a guy in week one that played a couple snaps and the season was over.
I know.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh. And Aaron Rodgers, and he was, you know, he never had a soft tissue injury. I mean, that significant before that. And I get it. It was on turf. It was on the East Coast. Different circumstances. But yes, that worries me because I feel like I see that every single year, whether it's a defensive player, whether it's an offensive player, someone holding out. And then all of a sudden, game one or two is just, oh, their season's over. Because they weren't there to get their reps and get their bodies in shape. Bosa was talking about it last year. Getting your body.
Yeah.
Campaign coming off a DPOY season was underwhelming last year. Just because we saw what he could do and what he didn't do last year was disappointing. Now, he still had a hell of a year in comparison to the rest of the league. But Bosa's standards, it was lower. And I am worried about Brandon Ayuk if and when he does sign with San Francisco, how that's going to linger on throughout the season and with this offense. Because it's go time, man. You're the best team in the NFC right now, according to Vegas. And you know you don't have your starting left tackle and you have your best wide receiver. It's where we're at right now.
I know. And
2 weeks before, less than 2 weeks before the season starts, Joe Shasky.
Well, you know, everybody's like, you know, the whole pocket watch term is driven me insane.
I don't care about
that. But this is what it is now. Everyone's like, well, this guy got that, and I need to get this, and I need to get this. It's like, I'm looking at Devontae. He got $66 million guaranteed, right?
Yeah.
Is Devontae out here like, I need to get broken off now, new money, because everybody else has got new money. I think we're reaching the point where, I think the Niners have one of two options. Either they just remove Ayuk from the situation, or they tell him, we're either giving you this and you take it or leave it and you play on your fifth year option. And then you run the risk of introducing that to the locker room and seeing what ends up happening and playing the game of chicken where you say, hey, you want to sit out the six games? Because I believe you can miss up to six games and still accrue if you showed up after the six game, you know, hold out and accrue an entire year, and then you'd be able to hit free agency. You do have the franchise tag in your back pocket, right? Like, I know teams don't want to go that route. It's not as player friendly. I get it. It's team friendly. And I don't want to just cape up for the team at every single turn, but the reality is that I've been asking this out loud. Like, I like Ayuk. I want Ayuk. I would love to have him on the team. I think it's much harder to be in the NFC Championship game or win the Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. But at the same time, because you gave Debo the money, you know, all the other stuff that you got going on financially, I don't think it's a great investment for this Niner team with Shanahan as a coach to give 25% of the cap to two wide receivers. I just don't.
Well, you just look at the best teams of the last, two decades. I'm just going to go Patriots with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and I'll go Kansas City Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. Two best teams, I'd say, in the last century, correct?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone's going to argue that.
Yeah.
How did they allocate their resources, Joe Shasky?
Quarterback, tight end.
There you go.
And then eventually they found like their little slot receivers.
But they would spread it all around.
Yes.
Offensive line, if I need someone. But defensively, look, that's what won Kansas City the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah.
Mahomes and Kelsey were special when it mattered, but the defense was keeping them in that game for the most part. Like, they were making the plays. It was a defensive struggle from both sides last year, and they revamped everything. Because when they first came into being, Mahomes and Andy Reid and stuff like that, it was just an offensive explosion, but their defense was horrible.
Yeah.
And they had to kind of re-landscape their whole thing. Obviously, the Honey Badger and stuff like that. So, and then they ended up beating the 49ers in that first iteration of the Super Bowl against Jimmy Garoppolo, and their defense was much improved there. And then so much so, they just said, you know what, let's go all in on the defensive side. I think we could win just with Kelsey. We'll have MVS. We'll draft this kid, Rashee Rice, and we'll see what happens. We got Pacheco. We got, you know, lucky to have him in the seventh round out of Rutgers, and the rest is history, and they've won three Super Bowls since then. So it's how you allocate the resources right now, and this is why it's so damn exciting this season for me to watch this team. It's going to be so fascinating because Brock Purdy, we are going to be having him under a microscope here in the Bay Area, Joe Shasky. Unlike anything I think we've ever seen before for a quarterback, because this contract is looming. Jimmy Garoppolo, it was five games, and it's just like, oh, you know what? We need to pay someone, right? We need to have a quarterback, right?
Their finances were very different than what they are
now. And expectations were very different.
Yeah, totally.
expectations for this team is a Super Bowl this year. And if they even get to the playoffs, conference championship, he's going to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. And how does that change how you view this team going forward? Like,
it just makes it harder to build the team. Can we acknowledge that?
Yes.
It makes it
and
harder to build
the team.
He's
not going to take a discount. Well, I just don't believe he's going to do that.
I look at what Buffalo is doing. Now that the Josh Allen contract has hit their books, they've shed playmakers. They let Gabe Davis go. They let Stephon Diggs go, right?
And they drafted a rookie.
And they drafted rookies, right? You know what I mean? When the Patrick Mahomes contract came through, they knew. It was like, all right, we can't keep this trio together, Kelce Hill and Patrick Mahomes. We need to spread the money out all over the board. And they used it some on defense, and they used that draft capital to go get more wide receivers.
And they just signed,
and they spread their money
correct. Creed Humphreys, they just re-signed the center, highest paid center in the NFL now. But they realize, I need to keep Patrick Mahomes upright.
Exactly.
That is somewhere we can splurge and can afford to do so.
Exactly. And so, like, as much as it is about Brock Purdy, and I hear you, I think it's as much also about the front office and their ability to reload and retool and restock. And that's why I feel really good about where we're at here. I think Purdy's going to be successful for, you know, a while. Like, is he going to be the best quarterback in the league? No, I don't. That's Mahomes. That's his mantle. All right. But you're going to win a lot of games with Brock Purdy if you do what you did this year, which is draft a bunch of guys who are plug-and-play starters. Dominic Pooney is going to be a plug-and-play starter. Renardo Green is going to replace one of the Charvarius Ward or D'Amon or Lenore, whoever walks, because you can't afford everyone, right? Like, this is not just about Brandon Ayuk this year. Aaron Banks is up for a contract. Who knows what happens with Dre Greenlaw? He's returning from an injury. He's kind of in the final year of a deal here, essentially, because a lot of the money that's guaranteed to him goes off the books. Deebo Samuel, a lot of his money goes off the books at some point. He's kind of in the final year of a contract right now. There's a lot of guys that have their hands up. Talanoa Hufanga is going to be a free agent. You can extend that guy at some point because he's a late-round pick. You don't have his fifth-year option like you do for a first-rounder. So Ayuk is not the only guy on this team in the final year of a contract fighting for more guaranteed dollars.
A lot of question marks this season. We'll see what gets answered here. And then obviously 7:30 again. Brian Baldinger, 7:30. We got five questions today, Joe Shasky. What's burning here on a Tuesday? Rome, it's burning. Five questions that I really want to get into. We're going to do that in the 7 o'clock hour. We're going to ask Baldy. I'm going to ask you. You're going to ask me. We're going to ask the fans today. But five major questions facing the San Francisco 49ers this upcoming season. And football season is upon us, Joe Shasky, which means it's time for the Red and Gold Summit. I'm excited for this one. Join us Wednesday, September 4th at Fremont Bank in Fremont. The address is 39150 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Dids will get things started at 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6 to talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the 49ers at the start of the season. You can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. Man, we're rolling here. CeeDee Lamb, again, if you're just joining us and if you've been under a rock, $136 million contract signed for 4 years with the Dallas Cowboys, $38 million signing bonus, and $100 million guaranteed. How does that affect Brandon Ayuk? Does it at all? Again, we'll ask Baldy, 7:30 on the River Islands guest line. Cannot wait for that. This segment was sponsored by Express Employment Professionals. And coming up on the other side, more 49ers talk. Less than 2 weeks away, ladies and gentlemen, from the start of the regular season. Jets, Niners, cannot wait. 888-957-9570. That's the number to get involved on 95.7 The Game.
What's going on, Roasters? It's Brian Baldinger with the NFL Network, and you're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. 95.7 Game.
Spadoni in for Bonte Hill alongside Joe Shasky here on the Morning Roast. Bonte living it up on the East Coast, getting some nice R&R. Thank you, Baldy. Baldy joining us at 7:30 today right here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. We love some Baldy. He was in studio for 4 hours last week. You can find that entire show on YouTube or on the free Odyssey app. Download that. And you can also find Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast there as well. The one podcast you need to be listening to for all your Giants talk needs. Sam Lubman, Joe Shasky will bring you the best damn Giants talk in the Bay Area, no matter what happens the rest of the season, good or bad. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts. And the Brew Crew, obviously, taking on the Giants today at the American Family Field out in Wisconsin. Shout out T-Pain. Logan Webb v. Tobias Myers, Joe Shasky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.